Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Alrighty, your ears will thank you for downloading this episode. It's a big podcast for a Monday. What's on there, Spider?
Does that mean you get two thank yous? One from each Tardinger, one from each ear? Thank you, thank you.
But Tardinger, you've been in New Zealand, that's why you're saying Tardinger. What's happening?
But yeah, so he said, well, your ears are going to thank you, so you get two thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Or if you're,
echo.
If you're Tony Abbott, you'll get an even bigger thank you.
Imagine he's, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We've lost it.
Yeah, we have. But it is, and I want to talk about being in New Zealand.
That's
over
right.
The weekend. They do things a little bit differently in the country, and I love going down there on the farm. But as I say, when there's other things that you can't do in the city, you can get away within the country.
great top five of celebs behaving badly. Well, if you can call them celebs with the Veronicas.
Oh,
funny
yes.
Story kicked off of a flight. For belligerent behaviour.
You know, on the topic of celebrities, the other end of the spectrum, I suppose, the biggest one in the world, Donald Trump, who's
yes.
the president.
Oh, yeah.
We speak to a man who met him on the weekend. Got to hang out with him, talk to him, shook his hand.
This is ridiculous. And I want to know, if you love him or hate him, I think you'd still have this aura of, wow, this dude is full on to me.
You'd be nervous as.
Well, does he have tiny hands, like everyone keeps saying? We'll ask all those hard-hitting questions.
And is he as orange in real life, or is it always just the TV filter?
That's a good... Actually, I want to listen to this podcast.
Me too. Oh, I'd like to go up just with a wind machine and just blow his hair so I could see how he does it.
There you go. So much to find out.
I think you'll get shot down by Secret Service before you get near him with a fan. Let's get into the podcast. Spider, you had to go to New Zealand on the weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, some family tragedy down there, so I had to fly there quickly over the weekend, come back yesterday. Yeah. But we're sitting down yesterday morning and on the back of the deck at the farm and looking at all the cows and sitting there, and there was... Yeah, you know, things are a little bit different in the country.
Little.
And we hear this noise and we're thinking, oh my God, what is that? And we're thinking, it's not the water pump. And, you know, it's breeding time for the cows or birthing time or spring. So, you know, they're all having their...
What sort of sound was it?
Little calves. It was like this zzzz. And we're thinking, zzzz. We're thinking, what is that? In the middle of the country, what is that?
Oh,
and we
okay.
had no idea. And it wasn't any climate change protesters down there.
No.
No, they're all in the city, not out in the country. So anyway, look around and then finally we look up and it's a drone in the middle of the country, in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, really?
So there's only one option when you're out in the country. Have a listen. This is...
Is it a toner?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
100%.
What are you trying to shoot?
Drone. I'll get it.
I'm not
allowed to do it. It's illegal.
Slug gun. Granddad, can I shoot the slug gun?
No.
Oh, it's too far away. If he comes close, he's going to be buying a new one.
Granddad, can I shoot the slug gun?
We saw a drone in the air. Mark goes, go and get the gun. I said, you can't get the gun. He goes, go and get the gun. So he ran, he got the gun, and he fired two shots, and then it was the funniest thing out because the drone realised then he was trying to shoot at it, and it was like clay shooting, right? And like Michael Diamond, and you could see the drone go left and right, and Mark's like, boom, boom. And he goes, get the one with the sniper with the sight on it. Oh, we missed it, but then, we didn't get it. But I'll tell you what, that drone won't be flying around the country anymore. I wish we could do things like that in the city.
It wasn't like the real Michael Diamond. You weren't drunk while you were doing it as well, were you?
I could have
might have hit it then.
Yeah. Paul Murray from Sky joins us right now. Would you call him the luckiest man in the world being able to meet President Trump?
Oh, tickets on yourself that you can say.
Yeah.
You met President Trump.
And a selfie with him. Paul, what was it like getting a selfie with the president?
G'day everyone. G'day everyone on the GC. Look, it was, I can't lie, like a professional highlight. Bogan getting the chance to talk to a president's amazing. The personal stuff is like everyone else, you know, seen all the movies, all the rest of it, and it's it's awesome. But the actual moment it kind of came about was there was a press conference in the Oval Office, which in and of itself is crazy, right? And I don't know, you know, every time if anyone's been lucky enough to go overseas, you know, it's like, oh, I got to touch the Eiffel Tower, or geez, I, you know, I got to put my hand through the gate at Buckingham Palace. Mm. Well, there I was, just slightly leaning my ass against the Resolute desk. which I'm very pleased to say, for every when you see that, you'll see the little bum print of a little Aussie. So,
you know, what I do want to ask: was there in the Oval Office and in that whole area, and you know, everything's beautiful and white? Was there fake tan marks everywhere up close? Is his skin very orange, or is it just the telly that makes it look like that?
It's not as orange as you think, but later in the day, and we've been trying to negotiate this for, you know, a few weeks, and then we were waiting around the White House literally for a couple of days, and then the moment court comes from the staff to say, hey, you know, you're going to talk to him. Mm. He's agreed. So you go and wait in another area and wait in another area, and you're sort of behind, and the whole time you're standing around, you're going, geez, this is a great barbecue story. It's like, madam, the Oval Office is just over there. You're taking little sneaky photos of your RMs on the carpet. How good is this? and then you get pulled out onto the what they call the colonnade, which is a wanky term for porch, but it's the porch outside of the Oval Office. And this is, you know, people know the history. This is where, you know, the Kennedys stood and sort of argued the Cuban Missile Crisis, or when, you know, this is where sort of, you know, Obama would have the cheeky smoke, or Jed Bartlett, the fake president, would sort of have big fights. This right outside the office. So that moment alone, you're kind of just overdosing, going, Jesus, look at all this. Anyway, bang, door open, security staff bloody everywhere. President starts marching towards you. And I'm doing exactly what you would think, Breach, which is doing exactly what you'll say, going, what does he really look like? What's the hair like? What's the skin like?
The comb over, yeah.
And this is sort of what is amazing when you meet him or are around him, right? And I get it. Lots of people listening this morning mightn't stand, can't stand him. But he's sort of mixed you between, like, the political superstar and the old-fashioned, you know, real showbiz superstar.
Yep.
So there's all of this, like, security and minders and PR people around him. So it was absolutely wild moment. Still pinching myself.
Well, that's what we're going to ask. Like, if people see him, and like us, we only see him on television, we've never got to meet him. Was he what you expected?
A lot bigger, a lot stronger than I expected. Like, for all the smart alecky stuff about his hands, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's got, you know, big, chunky hands that sort of, like, I'm sort of expecting to look for these little sort of, you know, Barbie and Ken doll hands. But no, it's like these sort of big, normal hands that sort of, you know, big, wide American bloody handshakes, strong, you know, strong as an ox kind of way of engaging. But the truth is that, you know, President of the US, you've got to be excited about meeting him. But when he did the press conference for like 40 minutes beforehand, he knew exactly what he was doing. Like when people pretend, oh, he's just, you know, this Catherine Wheel of crazy, he knows you move your hands in a certain direction, stills photographers take those pictures. He knows if you do the culture wars, then a part of the American media will take that on. You talk about international affairs, that'll become a story here. So he knew how to dominate in four different areas at once.
Oh, yeah, he's like a motivational speaker, absolutely an evangelist for his cause. But love him or hate him, you're saying, Paul Murray, just to wrap up, his presence seems to be overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, it's how can you not? You're in the most intimidating building in the world.
That's right.
In the most intimidating room in that building in the world, and you have arguably the most famous and powerful person in the world. If you don't have a little quake in your boots, then I think the problem might be with you, not with them.
Well, we can catch it all on Sky News. Yes. Paul Murray, thank you very much for joining us.
See you later, guys. The Gold Coast was represented at the White House.
What's going on with the Veronicas?
Oh, yes. Can we just call them the Veronicas?
You know, the Brizzy girls, the twins.
They're pretty cool chicks, but I tell you, their cool points have gone downwards in my book. I'm glad you call them the Veronicas, because every time I try to say twins, Lisa and Jess are like little glass, so they sound like I'm drowning. So anyway, look, they're removed from a flight from Brisbane, to Brisbane from Sydney. They refused to follow crew instructions, so they held the plane up. And they had to leave the flight, escorted out because of a flight risk, all because of overhead baggage, and they wouldn't put it in properly. And then the flight attendant said, please, ladies, can you put it in properly? They said, you do it, you do it, you do it. Flight attendants can't touch your bags.
No.
Just do as you say. people on the plane tweeted how embarrassing it was for them because they're sea graders. Ooh, that's got to hurt, doesn't it?
Where were they going? Were they going over to the Emmys? No, they were going to Brisbane.
Wish. Going to Brizzo.
Oh.
I'd do anything to get off a flight going to Brizzy too, I suppose. But I researched all the celebs that have been in trouble on flights.
Yes.
Got a top five for you.
This is Bridges Top 5.
And seriously, that's boring. That's at like number 99.
Well, they are the greatest.
Oh, well, they are. There's some hilarious. Can I just mention before we get into the five, special mention, of course, some people think it was terrible. Some people applaud him. Booney and his flight. Oh. How many beers? 247,000
Booney.
Beers.
Booney.
He didn't make the top five. Okay.
I know, he didn't. Now, this is interesting because this lady, she made it and she didn't even get onto the flight, but this was in the airport, so I thought a special mention. Remember Susan Boyle from The X Factor overseas? The amazing one with the voice like an angel. My mum has every CD.
Dream.
In 2010, waiting for a flight to Chicago, she grabbed a mop from a cleaner and began to sing in it like it was a microphone, singing, dancing and shouting obscenities. Then she got the mop and started polishing everyone's shoes with it. Wasn't allowed on the flight. I love
Loose.
This. This is awesome. At number four, Gerard Depardieu. Now, he's an actor. He's a Gaelic heartthrob, famous for Green Card. You might know him from that movie. Anyway, needed to go to the toilet. Must have forgotten there was toilets on there. He said, I need to pee, I need to pee. Grabbed an empty plastic bottle. Unfortunately,
Too much.
Didn't make it. All over the floor.
Oh.
Plane was grounded for the carpet to be cleaned. At number three, Ivana Trump. Ooh. Donald Trump's ex. Yeah. I didn't know this in 2009. There were some boisterous children on her, her flight. She called them little effers.
Yeah.
And was kicked off for calling them little effers.
Oh, give him a bit of feedback.
I love this. At number two, David Hasselhoff in 2006.
Oh, yes.
What do you reckon he was banned for?
Sleeping tablets.
No, being too drunk on a plane. Okay, that's all right. The flight was 7 in the morning. He wasn't allowed on it.
Was that the night after he got caught eating his chicken on the floor?
Oh, that's right.
Remember the cheeseburger. The cheeseburger's everywhere in the bathtub and his daughter filming him.
Yeah.
He had a rough trot.
Who's number one? Come on.
Only an Aussie could make the number one spot. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Come on, Aussie.
Person who is just absolutely not behaved on a plane. And it's Grant Hackett for his nipplegate.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The alleged incident happened. A passenger reclined his seat back and Grant Hackett didn't like it, so he groped him. That's right.
That's right.
The guy said he tweaked my nipple quite forcefully.
Right.
Yes, but hey, look, as far as I'm concerned, you know, a bit of this action, woo! Well, it was business class. Isn't that the extra service you get for business class?
And on that note, we're going to love you and leave you. We're out.
See you tomorrow.